Our scripture reading is from the book of Proverbs. We read chapter 22, the verses 1 to 6. Proverbs 22, 1 to 6. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that does keep his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Until so far the reading of God's word. The text for the sermon is verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We sing after the sermon, Psalter 251. Psalter number 251 after the sermon. Things we have learned when we were young, we'll still practice them when we are old. That is a common truth everybody will agree with. The Dutch saying that runs like this: what you learn young, you still do when you are old. Jong geleerd, oud gedaan. It is an obvious truth. Teach the youth skills while they are still young. And what applies to everyday life is also proven by the Word of God. The Word of God shows us the very same thing. Teach your children the basics of godliness during their youngest years, and under God's blessing, they will still adhere to them when they have become old. This has been testified over and over again. And this is the truth conveyed in our text this afternoon, which I have chosen especially for you as parents, Tim and Lieneke, who had your child baptized. But it is a text that does not only apply to parents with young children. In a way, it applies to each one of us, as most, if not all of us, have been baptized once. And then the question also for us is, and what we'll hear about this afternoon is, what we have been taught when we were young by the grace of God. It will stay with us even till our old days. We hear in our text the blessing of early training, and we'll consider in the first place what that training is. Secondly, for whom it is. And in the third place, what the benefit of it is. A very general truth is set forth in our text. Train up a child in the way he should go. It may apply to any training, any learning, because the text, the word, train up, does not only point to practicing things, but also to learning things. It applies to instruction, to teaching. Start early with the education of your children. That's why we send them to school when they are young. Why we learn them, or why The kids learn at school the basics, the very basics, the ABC of reading. The 1 + 1 = 2 of math. So that gradually they may progress. They do not learn all the skills in one day. It takes years of patience, of reinforcing, of repeating the same thing again and again, till they grasp it, till they learn it, till they do it. And this way, our children get ready for their life in society. As a matter of fact, training does not happen only at schools. It starts at a home, before they go to school already. When as moms and dads, you teach them the do's and don'ts. Now, what is true in a very general sense applies in a special way to the Word of God. Applies to the spiritual training of our children. It is not expressed in our text because it is very general. Train up a child in the way he should go. But Solomon, who wrote these Proverbs, may well have had this in mind when he wrote this specific proverb. The word which is used for training up was later used by the Jews for catechizing the children. So the text applies very well and in a very specific way to biblical instruction and spiritual education of the youth. Now, our text indicates then that instruction is not only teaching certain truths and doctrines which have little or nothing to do with everyday life. Because each doctrine the Lord has revealed in His Word applies to daily life. It also says in the text, train up the child in the way he should go, which points to walking a certain way. God's teachings are directed to our daily life. The Bible teaches us not only what we should believe, but also how we should put our faith to practice. It even calls a faith without works a faith that is dead. Faith always shows itself by its fruits. Now, nowadays, doctrines are not very in, if they have ever been in. And sometimes people say, well, this is all head knowledge. But it just depends on the way they are taught. Indeed, they can be taught as just head knowledge. But the Lord Jesus, He taught doctrine. But is it ever boring what He taught? It never is. Now, what are those basic principles we must teach our children? I mention only 2 or 3. The one thing is repentance. Repentance as of the prodigal son whose life had ended up among the swine, to feed them. And then he started longing for his father and for the home he had left. And then he regretted what he had done. And then he turned back to his father, confessing his sin. That is repentance. And God's word teaches us faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is through Jesus Christ alone that we can come to the Father, as Jesus is our Savior and our Mediator. And the Word of God teaches us the way of faith, the life of faith, by daily turning to the Lord and seeking to do His will, as we have 10 commandments to obey, which takes a life's practice to do them, to observe them. Now, as parents, we are bound to train up our children in the way they should go. The way they should go, not the way they would go. Left to the corrupt inclinations of their hearts, they would go astray and their lives would be ruined in the end. And God's word runs counter to modern teaching in this respect. Because modern teaching regarding child rearing says, leave the child alone. Instructing only hurts the child. If you are pushing the child, if you are telling him what he should do or not do, do not interfere with the way he would go. But this is exactly why the Lord does not want to leave the child alone, because He knows how hurtful it is to be left to our own natural corrupt inclinations. So, parents, teach them, train them up, pray with them, teach them how to pray, teach them the Bible stories. Tell them about Jesus, His love for children. Instruct them to turn away from sin and evil and to turn to the Lord. Train them up. Most of all, by living the life of faith, by giving the good example of a godly life. You as a parent want to teach your child playing hockey. How do you do that? Do you sit down with Jonah and read from a textbook how you play hockey and hope that he will do it by himself, that he will pick it up? Well, of course not. He will stare at you, at the hockey stick, at the puck, and say, I doesn't know what to do with it. But if you play the game, your child will soon love to do it with you. He'll try to copy you, to imitate you, everything you do, as he is doing already. And for you as a mom, you will be ironing and folding the laundry. And little Danica is watching you. What will she do? Well, she will try to do it herself and with her toy iron do the same thing, copying you. Give the good example. There's another proverb that says, the righteous walks in his integrity. Blessed are his children after him. You see, he walks in his integrity. And his children are blessed after him because they have seen his integrity. And they also want the way of integrity. There's a second thing in our text. It says, train up a child. And I wish to point you to that as well. Train up a child in the way he should go. Why does the Word of God speak so much about and to children? There are definitely various reasons for that. Let me mention a few. The first reason is that a child is impressionable. Its mind is like a sponge. It sucks in the water. And so does the mind of a child. It takes in things it sees, it hears. You have noticed, and we all know how easily children learn. They learn Bible texts, memorizing them very easily. Psalm verses. But when we become older and we still have to start learning these things, it will be much, much harder. And we'll much sooner forget the things that we have learned. So it is certainly wise to begin early in life. Impressions from our youth stay with us, even to old age. Another reason why we should start early is this. A child is playful. A child does not have those worries we get when we get older. Its mind is flexible, just like a young tree. And when we get older and have to carry the burdens of life, they may even bear us down to a point that we have no concentration left and no time left for the spiritual things because we are so overly occupied with the temporal things. Certainly, it is a wise proverb to start early in life. There's still another reason. If the Lord is worth our service, and He is, why should we not start early? It should not be limited to any age. It is a very foolish thing to say, well, I'll wait till my child is 8 or 10, and then we'll be able to grasp it. The Lord never makes such restrictions. He says, those that seek me early shall find me. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Jesus laid his hands upon the little children and blessed them. And he even admonishes his disciples to become like little children, for otherwise they will in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. And we all know the many examples from God's word. We know of little Samuel in the temple, of David, of that child of King Jeroboam who died at an early age. In that child was found some good thing toward the Lord God. And there is the example of that little girl that was abducted by the bands from Syria, who ended up in the house of Naaman, the Syrian. And she was the one that pointed him to the prophet in Israel when Naaman was sick. We could add many other examples. Even some of the children have been sanctified from the very womb of their mother. Jeremiah, John the Baptist. Train up a child. Let me add one more reason why we should start early. Because the devil will be very soon at them. Claim them. We must be ahead of the devil. He will aim especially at the young children, at the youth of the church. And he knows the slogan that he who has the youth has the future. The devil loves to sow the seed of hatred, of unbelief, of distrust. Spurgeon, tells the story of a father who did not want to influence his child by teaching him from the Bible, by teaching him to pray. He did not want to do that. And soon the child, when he grew up, started swearing. His father had never taught him to pray. The devil had taken advantage of the attitude of the father. And then Spurgeon goes on to say that if, and he takes, gives an illustration, he says, if you have a field and you decide not to influence it by sowing good seed, you may be sure that weed will cover it all over very soon. So we have this word of God, train up a child in the way he should go. Do it at the level of their understanding. Don't overdo it. Don't overload them, lest they be discouraged. Because you do not pour a bucket of water through a narrow bottleneck at once. Most of the water will be spilled. Teach your child gradually, little by little, adapt it to his age and understanding. Pray the Lord that he may bless it. And the Lord has given a promise to that effect, which we now consider in the third place, where it says, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's the benefit received from it. He will stick to it. It's a grand promise, worth the time and energy spent on it. It is a great blessing to see our children follow the ways of the Lord, isn't it? For you as parents. If you see them follow the ways of the Lord, not just because they have to, because you as parents want them to, but because they want to. And very often we see this fulfilled. I'm sure there are here that can testify of that. You were instructed when you were young. You were trained up in the way you should go. Maybe you did not want to go that way at first. But you learned it was the way you should go. Because it was the best way for you. It was the wisest way. It was the way of the Lord. And what your parents taught you became your heart's desire. Serving the Lord, walking in his ways, it has the love of your heart now. Well, you have ever been grateful for such parents that taught you God's ways. It is a great grace when you can say, I learned to love the Lord when I was young. And by his grace, I have not departed from his ways when I am old. May there be many of those. Young people, you are the ones that are being instructed, that are being trained up. Maybe you are not a small child anymore, but still you are at that age of learning, being instructed. Where will you be when you are old? The Lord giving you a long life. Will you be able to confirm this in the end of your life? I have not departed from his ways. For I tell you, you will be the happiest person on the earth if you can testify of that in old age. alas, we know that we do not always see this come true. Because some depart from the ways of the Lord, and they turn to their own evil ways. This is a great grief for God-fearing parents. As I think of Isaac and Rebekah, when they saw Esau turning away from the Lord, marrying a woman from the world, and they knew what influence it would have on him, turning him even farther away from God. Sure, it must be a continual prayer on the part of parents for their children. Whether they depart from God's ways or not, let us always bear them on our hearts. Let us plead the promise of our text, but especially if they do not follow the Lord. Don't be discouraged and do not give up. For isn't there the word of God? Isn't there this promise? You may even see them turning to the Lord when they are older. You may not even live to see it. But let it give you rest and peace that you have done what you could with all your weaknesses and shortcomings. And although not every child walks in the way of the Lord and chooses the ways of the Lord, that does not deny the truth of our text, which the Lord gives to us, and which should even make us more fervent in prayer with the Lord. Train up your child in the way he should go. And when he has become old, he or she will not depart from it. May the Lord give that to you, as parents, to you, Tim and Lineke, to all moms and dads, to all that have the duty instructing their children. May the Lord bless you. Amen.